The next Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Parak Aleph Mishnah Ches. Says Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shatach kiblu mehem. These two Tanoim accepted the tradition from Nitzei Har Beili, and come back to the previous Tana, who was Yeshua ben Prachya. And the Yehuda ben Tabai says three statements that are related to judgment, not specifically to judges that we'll see, but to the concept of judgment in Jewish law and Jewish thought. So the first statement he says is, "Al ta'as atzmacha, do not make yourself ko'orchei hadayanim, like orchei hadayanim." And orchei hadayanim is a phrase that's not so easy to translate. Orchei is a word that is not very common. And the Mepharshim, the commentators, discuss what the translation is. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi as well say that the word orchei, which is spelled with an ayin, if you spell it with an aleph, is the word, the translation of the word rosh. There's a dictionary called the Aruch, one of the early commentators, one of the Rishonim, I believe. So he translates many words, and in his translation for the word Rosh, he has this word Orech, like head. Rabbeinu Yonah references Ephron's, next week's Parsha, sitting as being the head, the judge in among the Bnei Ches. This week we have Lot being that head, that judge. So this word Orech is related to that. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah that this is not a statement to judges per se, it's a statement to everybody. Don't do the following. Don't do, which was this practice, that a person that had a court case, a litigation, would go to the head judge, the greatest gadol, and he would ask him what the law is one-on-one, without the other party being there, without anyone else being there. And then he would go to the court and present his case with the other person, and he'd say, well, you know, I asked Judge so-and-so, and he's the greatest, and he told me that the halacha was something different than you, the judges, said. So the Mishnah is saying, Al ta'as atzmacha, do not do that. Don't go to the head judge by yourself. Go to the Beis Din, go to the set court with your Baal Din, with the other fellow that you have a litigation with, and do it above board. Don't do this roundabout method. The Rambam, as quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah, says, don't think that this is telling a person not to act as a lawyer, so to speak, in quotes, meaning that the Baal Din, the litigant, would go to someone and ask for false tainas, for false claims. What can I say that would turn the Din towards my side, even though it's false? Don't, says the Rambam, don't say that's shot in the Mishnah, because that's obvious. That's just vicious. That's wickedness. That's not what it means. Rather, says the Rambam, and he quotes a story in the Gemara in Ksuvos where Rabbi Yochanan's relative came to him, and she wanted some dayanus help. She wanted some law help. She had a case. She wasn't going to use her relative, Rabbi Yochanan, as a judge. You can't do that. But she wanted some help in preparing for her case. So Rabbi Yochanan thought, well, maybe I should help her. The Torah says, "Mibasar chal tisalem," says in Navi. Don't hide from your kin. Don't hide from your relatives. Help your relatives out. And then he says, oh no, I can't help you, he said to his relative, because it says, Al ta'as asmacha ka'orchei hadayanim, quoting this Mishnah, don't act as a lawyer, rather send the person straight to the judge. From this, what I saw in Rashi talks about the arkos of the kusim, where the practice was that either the judge or the judges would meet with each litigant one-on-one, and you can be sure that, as Rashi says, there were some bribes passed back and forth. And then the judges would come out and present the ruling. That's not fair judgment. That's just, you know, whoever pays the top dollar wins. So what I saw from this, and I'll ask forgiveness from all the lawyers and any judges, I don't know much about law, but the sense I get living in America is that law and judgment is all about winning. It's about I'm right and you're wrong, and how many cases did this lawyer win, and I'm going to go to the best lawyer and I want to win. Whereas in Torah thought, which we see here, is it's about the pursuit of truth. And the judges are those who guide us to the truth. Everyone is interested in Hashem's truth, the truth of the Torah, and different people have differing opinions. And in the pursuit of truth, different people can arrive at different conclusions, whether it's monetary, whatever it might be, whether it's interpersonal. That's why we go to a judge, we go to a rabbi, we go to someone who we both respect, who can show us the truth as given over to us from Hashem through His Torah. And that's really the pursuit. And it's not a me against you, it's not a winning, it's not a losing, it's we're going to this person for the truth. Now, the Mishnah then turns its attention to the judge and tells him two things about the litigants in front of him. And perhaps these people are not necessarily pursuing the truth. Perhaps there is an element of wanting to be right. So the Mishnah says to the judges, in these two following statements, Kishiyu bali dinim amdim lefanacha, when the litigants are standing before you, yu benecha kirishayim, you should view them as rishayim. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, imagine to yourself, judge or judges, that these two people are both saying tainus of sheker, both claims that are not 100% true. Maybe they're not interested in the truth. They want to win. So view both of them as not being true, and through that, through the interrogation process that you will do, again, in Jewish thought and law, that the judge is also acting as a lawyer. He's not necessarily claiming on behalf of them, although there are cases where the judges will go out of their way to claim for someone, let's say an orphan. So orphans might not know what the story was with their father's estate. The judges will claim for the orphan or for a lokeach things that they might not know because they are at a disadvantage. But the person has to claim for himself. But if you view both of them as claiming falsely, then you will be more vigilant in pursuing the truth. And the third statement, the second thing to the judges is that now after you've paskened, after you've ruled, when they go away from you and one has won and the other one has lost, view both of them as zakai, as innocent, literally, that they've accepted the judgment. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, even though you might have found that one of them was really a liar, maybe it was a blatant lie. It wasn't just that there was a little bit of a mistake. View both of them as innocent. This fellow, yes, maybe he did lie, maybe he lied in court. View it as a one-time incident. He's going to go home, he's going to do tshuva. Don't view him as a liar. View him as a person who, for the pursuit of money, happened to have bent the truth a little bit one time. But view both of them as good, upstanding Jews, even though you, the judge, might have found someone to be a liar. That's how he understands this Mishnah.